WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 223, Disney's Believe. Join us now for another My Disney Dream Memories, and let your ears take you aboard this majestic Disney Cruise Line ship one more time as we enjoy evening entertainment in the Walt Disney Theater and catch the late showing of Disney's Believe. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. So, I've been watching the Disney community come together online, finding ways to lift each other's spirits, and as we all cope with the COVID-19 pandemic and are asked to stay home to do our part. But that often leaves us stressed and maybe depressed a little bit, and we could all use a new way to escape our four walls. I've been loving what Paul Berry at Window to the Magic is doing right now, and thought to myself, I could step up my game too and release more frequently maybe, to try to provide another escape to Disney and maybe brighten a day or two. So while I'm not re-listening older episodes, you can find them all still in your feed, I'm going to try to release a little more often as long as I can keep the pace up. Again, I'm still sending out my thoughts and prayers to all of you and your families during these stressful times, and I ask that you do the same for me and my family. And I hope that maybe this episode brings a smile to your face and a little relief to your day. So if you remember from your last memory, we got dressed up in our costumes and headed out to the atrium to participate in Mickey's Masquerade Party. Today, though, we'll get to enjoy one of the great stage show performances aboard the Disney Dream, Disney's Believe. Each night of the cruise line puts on what I would call a Broadway light stage show. There are elaborate costumes and stage designs, even on a ship. Great vocals, and they're usually right around 1 hour in length, so it's not impossible for your children to sit through them. Tonight's show is Disney's Believe, a story about a little girl who wants her daddy to put away his work and make believe with her for a little bit. It's a great message to us parents, especially me as a dad, and sometimes it's so easy to be worried about the work and the world and everything else that sometimes we forget to take the time to make those memories with our kids. So we'll join the memory as we've taken our seats in the balcony, and Carly, our cruise director, is about to welcome us to the show. She'll take an opportunity to tell us a little bit more about the fun we're about to have tomorrow, and then Tinkerbell, I think she was a drone actually, will help us start the show. Again, these stage shows are spectacular, and the whole family will love them. We had members of our family group of all ages, and not a single child or adult wanted to miss any of these shows the whole trip. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact, follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our www-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and want to help support the show, you can become a patron supporter, and as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I want to thank all of my patron supporters for their continued support of the show. Your monthly donations will help ensure the future memories for everyone listening. This and all of our cruise memories have been recorded in the new binaural microphones. So if you like how they sound and want to say thank you, Lou, for upgrading before your cruise and all of your upcoming trips, head over to the support page where you can find links to donate to the show or just buy me a coffee. I can't wait to take them into the parks this September and get so many more recordings to share with all of you. I am so grateful for the support of any amount. Finally, we are holding at 151 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. Make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening and give your feedback. Those reviews help the show be found by more subscribers, plus they give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Also, while you're listening, take a moment to help me spread the word. Make sure you share that you're listening and loving this memory. Tell a friend, post on social media. Just think, maybe this little escape will help someone you know or love that has just returned or can't get to a Disney park. Get over those post-Disney blues. Especially right now, guys, in this trying times that we're living in, help spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we enjoy our evening entertainment in the Walt Disney Theater and catch a late showing of Disney's Believe.
And start setting up the island, and then the local authorities are going to come on board and grant its clearance. Now we're hoping to have all those gangways in place and ready for you for approximately 8:30 tomorrow morning. Every single person will need their key to the world card, that's your room key. If you're over the age of 18, you will need a valid photo ID as well. A reminder, our onboard security system does prevent a guest from one stateroom taking another guest under the age of 18 from a different state for sure. And that's regardless of your family connection. Now, tomorrow is going to be a great day out on the island. Let's find out who's doing the 5K run tomorrow. Oh, who's not doing the 5K run tomorrow? Well, enjoy yourselves. Have a whole lot of fun. Now, as you head off the gangway down there on the pier, there's going to be towels for you. So you can take those towels out onto the island. As you keep on heading down, there are multiple tram stops around the island as well. There's no need to come back on board for lunch tomorrow, because we're going to have a giant barbecue cookout right there on the island. We have two for the families, one at Cookies and one at Cookies 2. And then we have one exclusively for our adults over at Serenity Bay as well. The one goes, yes, fabulous. So enjoy yourselves on the island. Please make sure you're back on board by 4:45 tomorrow. Once again, 4:45, make sure you're back on board. We know all the hiding spots. I've tried. So make sure you are back on board. And you're going to want to come back on board, because tomorrow night is Pirate Night. Let me hear that. Very nice. So you've got 24 hours to practice your R's. Now we do have a full jam-packed night ahead of us tomorrow night, so get ready. We're going to have a Mickey's Pirates in the Caribbean deck party. Then a little bit later on, weather permitting, we're going to have our Buccaneer Blast, our fireworks at sea. Still the only cruise line in the world to be able to do so, so it's a full jam-packed night. Now I must say, I just really wanted to quickly mention, I was just standing in the lobby atrium between shows, and throughout the afternoon as well, and I wanted to say how incredible some of your Halloween costumes are. They really are all fantastic. So thank you so much for getting into the festive spirit. I just didn't get the memo. Anywho, okay. But right now, I think we're ready for showtime. Who's ready for showtime? As we mentioned before, it is now time to disconnect from the outside world and reconnect with each other as a family. Family time is so, so important. With that being said, right now, please turn off all your electronic devices. Let's say cameras, video cameras, GoPros, whatever it may be. Cell phones, please turn them all off for us and put them away. We'd only ask you to have to calm down and disturb you throughout the performance. Now, we will use the aisles of the theatre a lot during the show, so make sure they stay clear all times for us. And if for any reason you need to leave the theatre, I highly recommend looking both ways before you cross. You can exit through the top doors and come in through. But right now, we're getting ready to take you on a journey that is absolutely unbelievable. Strange. You're not going to believe your eyes while you're... Does anyone else hear that, or is it just me? Just me. Cheers, thanks. Does anyone know who that is? Tinkerbell! Tinkerbell, you've got it! Good evening, Tink, how's it going? That's awesome to hear. Well, Tinkerbell, I have an idea. Would you like to introduce tonight's show with me? That's awkward. She said no. Oh, I know why. Now, for those of you that have read those original books of Peter Pan, you'll know exactly by saying things like, you don't believe, or it's not, but, oh, sorry. Is really, really bad for a fairy's health. So we need to prove to Tinkerbell that every single one of us, that we truly believe. And then maybe Tinkerbell will come and join us. So I tell you what, we're going to start on this side of the theatre and we're going to work our way all the way across. So let's start right over here. No pressure, okay, everyone? Here we go. Clap your hands, stab your feet, go! And upstairs on the balcony too! Right here in the centre. And right now we're going to introduce you to a gentleman who has a very important lesson to learn. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, girls and boys, we proudly present Disney's Believe. Enjoy!
Yeah. see any plant damaging insects.
Yeah, how do you make this magic wand work?
It's a mystery.
Mystery? Yeah. Oh, wake it up with a mysterious spell. Higginess, diggin' this.
Maybe it's the water level. It needs to be bumped up a notch.
Bump it up a notch? Yeah! I'll bump it up! Sweet! A boom boom check, a boom boom check, a wicked wicked wand, a wand check. Higginess, diggin' this, bobbity boo! Oh, super cat, a friend of this dick too. Hi ho, hi ho! Come on, magic wand, show me what you know what's in. Higginess, diggin' this, bobbity boo!
What is all that racket you're making?
It's my magical spell, Dad. What do you think?
It's a little on the loud side, baby mine.
Okay. We can do some quiet magic now. Pick a card.
I don't have time to play, Sophia.
It'll only take a second.
No, you don't understand. The Journal of Horticulture is coming here at 3 o'clock to photograph my new species of flower, the Filiola fabulae. Behold!
The Filiola doesn't look too fabulae, Dad.
Precisely.
Dad, all you have to do is call on the fairies. They'll make your flowers grow.
Honestly, I'm just a little busy right now.
But it's my birthday. I thought you were going to help me make the magic work.
Honey, I would love to play with you, but this flower is on life support. And I've got to figure out how to help it.
You're not listening. I just told you. You can sow the perfect seeds for sowing. Trim your hedges, do your mowing. Check your water overflow. But that's not what it takes to make the garden grow. What makes the garden grow? What makes the garden grow? You can study all your horticulture by a new electric motor. But before you're good to go, you need one other thing to make the garden grow. What makes the garden grow? What makes the garden grow? I really, 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 really know. What makes the garden grow?
There's a problem happening chemically. Now my garden's filled with gloom. Though I problem solve academically, still my flower won't bloom. Okay, Sophia, what makes the garden grow?
Well, fairies use their magic powers to cast their spells upon the flowers.
No, look at the time. The journal will be here in just a few hours, and I'm
Dad.
not so much to do. I need to test that new fertilizer.
Dad.
And where do I put those soil samples?
Dad! It's my birthday!
I know, sweetie, and as soon as I'm done with the journal this afternoon, I promise I'll make it up to you. There'll be plenty of time to play with your toys.
Not toys, Dad. They're magic. I wish you could believe in magic.
Honey, I'm sorry. Sophia, baby mine. You forgot your hat. Oh, Sophia. Life would be so much easier if your dear old dad, if this watering can were a magic lamp. Well, I just rub on it and out would pop a genie! Yes, but real life isn't fairy tales and magic. Oh, right. I need sun today and it's going to rain! Formaldehyde. If I didn't know any better, I would think there was a giant blue person in front of me. Giant?
Well, I've been trying to go to the gym, but the buffets on deck 11 are so delicious. And please, I prefer periwinkle.
Who are you? I mean, what are you?
I am the genie of the lion!
This is a watering can.
It's a magical lamp converted into a watering can at your Waterly Science Lab's environmental recycling department.
But that's beside the point.
You rubbed it. It's just my magic in glinting. And now I'm here to grant you three. Count.
One, two, three. Immersion.
Wishes!
You're gonna sing, are you?
Oh, yes, my good man. Well, I have ever had them for the seat. Jarvis, I'd have had a thousand tails.
I have no idea if you're an apparition or a figment of my own stimulated imagination, but I really wish you would stop talking about magic.
Done and done! One wish of you.
How did you do that?
Sorry.
What?
I can't say. Okay, pal. One down, two to go. Say, this is an interesting contraption. Bye,
we shouldn't do that.
Oh, done and done. Oh, if only Aladdin had been this easy. Genie, top of the bitch's bound. He looks left, right, up and down. Here's the wind-up, and nice catch. Okay, Doc. You got just one wish left. Make it a good one.
How patently absurd. I don't believe in wishes and magic.
But your daughter does.
Yes, I know. That's why I bought her the magic set for her birthday. She actually believes those things work.
I know. We see to it. Well, I may only be an all-powerful genie. But something tells me it would make her birthday if you believed in it too.
It's not in my nature. But for her sake, I wish I believed in magic.
Bada bing, bada boom! That is wish number three! Oh, I put a spell on you. Oh, and now you're mine.
Stop. I didn't mean I wish I could believe in magic. That's just an expression.
I'm sorry, pal. One man's expression is this genie's command. It's time for me to help you make your wish come true by taking you back to the beginning.
The beginning of what?
It's time for me to work my genie mojo. Meet the sorcerer who started it all. The magnificent Merlin! Looks like somebody didn't check his navigator. I was just visiting a lovely gentleman who was signing the Magna Carta. Where'd they go? Sometimes he's a little slow on the uptake.
Oh!
He is 1,300 years old after all.
Why am I having all these hallucinations?
You're having hallucinations? Well, that's not good, young Whippersnapper, not good at all.
No, my name's not Whippersnapper. It's Cornelius T. Greenway, Doctor of Botany and Master of Microbiology.
Oh, pleased to meet you, Doctor Greenway. I am Merlin, Chief Prestidigitator and Master of Wizardry. Oh! I seem to have removed your hand.
And this is the guy who's supposed to be an expert in making magic happen. I am not impressed.
He's still got it, Doc. Yes, I do. What is it I've got? Magic.
Lay it on him, Daddy.
Ba-la-la-la-la-la-la. Higgity-spigginess.
Ooh,
higgity-spigginess.
Higgity-spigginess. Watch it, yes.
Higgity-spigginess. Zoom like a thing. I want your attention, everything! Oh! A hoppity poppity poppity quack! Abracadabra! We've got to save enough room for our own! Dig it, Prestidigitatorio! Oh! Oh, watch it, woman!
Cleaning up can be a bit of pill to swallow, but you know what they say. A spoonful of
of sugar helps the medicine go down.
Was that supposed to be a British accent?
But it's supposed to be a British accent. My English nanny friend would have been leaving live in his garden.
Wrecked.
No.
Destroyed.
No.
Ruined beyond belief.
Hold, please. Look! Up in the sky!
Magic. That was nothing more than flawless aerodynamic engineering combined with perfect body weight and a localized gust of wind.
See what I mean? This fellow knew his supercar if it hit him on his fragile stick.
I'm absolutely flabbergasted.
Oh.
No time to waste. Let's get on with the cleanup, shall we? It's supercalifragilistic expialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious. If you say it loud enough, you'll always have to lose. Supercalifragilistic expialidocious. I'm a little bit left in life. I'm a little bit left in life.
I'm a little bit left in life.
It's back!
Hello, darling.
Of course, magic isn't real, Genie. Why, there's a whole chapter on thermodynamic aero-illusionary tactics in my Encyclopedia of Supernatural Demystification and Magical Debunking that explains Merlin, Mary, and you, my friend.
Well,
Somebody's Googling big words. I can do that too. Verosimilitude. Implausibility. Aft. Oh, you're a hard case, Doc.
Let me make this easy for you to understand. I am a man of science, of reason, of logic. That is the only way we're ever going to learn how to control nature.
Control nature?
You're not keeping your eye on the ball, my friend. Nature isn't something to be controlled. You've got such control issues. Doc! You need to see a specialist.
Lie down on the couch, Doc. How does that make you feel? Tell me about your childhood.
A nature specialist. Nature has a magic all its own. And I'm going to send you out on a journey of discovery you'll never forget.
I know you mean well, Genie, but I do not need your little journey of vines. Why are the vines cutting around the sides of my house? And why has the temperature become so hot and humid?
What? Actually, he's a bear. But don't worry, he's groovy.
No, Genie, don't leave me. Please, come.
Well, hello then. Name's Baloo. How about a little honey?
Thanks.
Now, sit back, relax, and enjoy everything nature has to offer. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I could be fonder of my big home. The bees are buzzing in the trees to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try it.
You're not supposed to eat the plants, do you?
The bare necessities of life will come to you.
I'm still going to eat them, you know.
They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I need the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease with just the bare necessities of life. Yeah, with just the bare necessities of life. They'll come to you, doodly-doo. They'll come to you.
I'm dancing with a bear.
They'll come to you.
You should be a polar bear. That's cold. That's cool. So beautiful.
So much beauty in the world. So much wonder.
Did somebody say something?
The spirit of the willow tree. Quick, Natura, you will understand. Listen with your heart, you will understand. Respect the beauty and the wonder of our natural heritage, oh good and wise doctor. We must be guardians of our beloved Mother Earth, for she will last as long as we truly appreciate her, even as she shifts and flows and changes.
You think you own whatever land you land on, the earth is just a destiny you can claim. Creature has a life, has a spirit, has a name.
Have you ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon? I don't want to hear the wolf cry to the blue corn moon. Of course, a talking baboon. Why not? I was watching Animal Planet the other day. Would you cut that out?
Cut that out? If I did, it would grow like that.
Genie, where are you?
Oh, yourself. Look upon me.
What are you? Some kind of spirit?
I am a spirit guide. My name is Rafiki.
Well, listen here, Kabuki. I am about this far away from being laughed out of the Fraternal Order of the Knights of Botany.
If you believe that is what's really important, then you are more of a baboon than I am.
Please. I don't have time for riddles. I'm lost.
Exactly. And you are looking at the wrong man. From the day we arrive on the planet, and Vicky step into the sun, there is more to see than can ever be seen, more to do than can ever be done. There is far too much to take in here, more to find than can ever be found. But the sun rolling high through the sapphire sky keeps trailing small on the endless round. It's a circle of life, and it moves us all through despair and hope, to faith and love. Wishing I could believe in magic. Well, you don't have to worry about that one anymore, because I believe.
Doc, if it were up to me, I'd pop you back to your garden.
garden in three shakes of a lamb's tail. But as much as I'd like to believe that you believe, I don't really believe that you believe what you believe you believe.
Believe it?
No, I don't think you're there yet.
And of course I'm not there yet. I'm here, up a tree. And I think I'm getting altitude sickness.
Oh, you can get out of that tree easy.
How?
You just click your heels together three times and say, there's no place like home. 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 There's no... Oh, I guess you don't have the shoes for it.
Learn that you will on the next chapter of your journey, young Padawan.
This is Dr. Greenaway. Tell him what he has to do.
First, some pixie dust. Now, think really great thoughts and your wish will come true.
I'm right there with you. Just give me some examples.
Think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thought?
Uh-huh. My toys at Christmas. Sleigh bells, snow. Watch me now. Here I go, sailing to the sky. I can fly, I can fly, I can fly. Think of the happiest things. It's the same as having wings. Think of the path that will be free. If thou may still awake, you'll see him wink his eye. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Dr. G, if a little boy in green tights can do it, so can you. Right, think happy thoughts. Think happy thoughts, happy thoughts. And not missing my 3 o'clock with the Horticultural Society. That would be nice. Okay, here we go. One, two, three! Three! Oh, no, we need bigger happy thoughts. Yes. Winning the prize for the most beautiful flower blooming right there in my garden. That's the winner. Okay, Dr. G, here we go. One, two, lift off! Cock-a-doodle-doo! Okay, how about getting out of this dumb, stupid tree? Is there somebody out there? Well, I'm glad you find this so amusing, whoever you are.
Name's Mama Ordy, sweetness. And I do find you amusing. In fact, you are an absolute hoot.
Don't matter what you look like, how you grow, no matter what you wear, how many rings you got.
landing. No broken bones. And I didn't even need an air sickness bag.
Whoa! This Disney Digital 3D, XD, HD, 4K. It's amazing. It's so lifelike. It's like you could just reach out and you could just touch the lock. Make your luck. Oh, look, look. I am Rapunzel.
Guess what just happened to me?
What?
I flew.
You flew?
I actually flew, and it's so much fun.
Yeah.
Sophia would have got such a kick out of seeing her old dad up there soar through the sky like a bird. And there was one point out there when I almost did a flip.
A flip?
Oh, she would have bubbled up with giggles. I mean, when my little girl laughs, Jeannie. When my little girl laughs, Jeannie, that's real magic.
Which means you're nearing the home stretch of your journey, my friend.
Oh, great. Where are we going next, then? Hello? Jeannie? You see, I'm not even scared that you left me, Jeannie. Because I obviously have something important to learn here. Something like... like how to make this magic wand work. I'm talking to myself. Oh, what was that chant that Sophia was doing in the garden? Oh, yes. Migorous! Oh, no, that's not right. What was the word? Trigorous? No. Oh, yes. Higorous, figorous.
Bobbity boo! Might I have my wand, please? I've been looking everywhere for it. I thought this one was holding out on me.
Oh, of course, fairy godmother.
You know who I am.
Of course, I recognize you from the DVD.
Oh.
I sure hope you're here to take me on the next step of my journey.
Someone is chomping at the bit.
Just call me Fieber Fervidus. That's eager beaver in Latin.
Oh, good with languages, are we? Sally the Duke, the Vegetable, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Together in one part.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
What?
Sally the Duke, the Vegetable, the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo. Little magic, believe it or not.
Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Bibbidi Bobbidi.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo.
Aurora.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream.
I know you.
The gleam in your eyes is so familiar.
Princess Cinderella.
Sophia, she's beautiful.
All grown up and dancing with her very own prince.
Already?
Childhood doesn't last forever.
I've been missing out on the best magic of all. My little girl.
With the eyes
of love, I can finally see
all the magic here right in front of me. Childhood holds a special power. Every child a precious flower. Watch them blossom, they will show the magic that it takes to make the garden grow. Childhood's magic is so fleeting, soon it's gone. Love them so.
Daddy!
On the path of life, in an open mind, and a loving heart will be sure to find the wisdom of the sages and the secret of the ages.
Love makes the garden.
Look at their and put it in the cabinet. I feel jokes.
seance.
Oh, Daddy? Daddy, did you call me?
Sue!
Wait. Big fish.
Experientially, meteorologically, prestidigitationally, I suggest calling on Tinkerbell and the fairies!
Daddy, you believe?
Oh, you bet I do, kiddo! And hey, why don't we make our own magic spell? Finny, on a family, you'll do swell with a little help from Tinkerbell! I've renamed it. I call it the Sophia.
Yeah!
I have something a little bit different for you. Tara and I are here, fun for the entire family.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Goodbye.
You can say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.